Welcome back. It is the 5x5 podcast, and my name is David. And I wouldn't be 3 minutes late if Windows 10 hadn't fucked up my computer. I mean, earlier today before I left, when I had to do some work, I was asking around if the update was available. And so I've seen a little icon saying that there's an update available for your Windows. And so I set it up, you know, you do go through all the stuff, and it says, relax, this will take a while, or some moments, or whatever it says. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'll leave it, and go do some work, and when I return, I should be ready to go when I come home. So I was expecting this fabulous experience when, when I came home. With this new Windows 10, they just bypassed 9, and supposedly the best features of Windows 8 and what we've been missing from Windows 7 are conveniently combined in Windows 10. And so, hey Mags, and so the experience has been lackluster, to say the least. Now, I guess there will be subsequent bug fixes going down the road, but right now, when I came home, because you know my computer, I didn't turn it off, but it was in sleep mode, and so and then when it came back on, you know how if your computer goes, the screen goes dark and it goes to sleep mode, you can hit like the enter button or anything on your screen or even the mouse, and it pops back on. Well, I'm like, well, what the hell is going on? And so it didn't come on, so I had to turn it all the way off. And, you know, I didn't know how far it had finished with the update, but I was gone for like 5 hours, so I'm assuming that it was. And so turn it back off, turn it back on, and then the blue screen of death pops up on my computer. I'm like, oh, hell. And so I'm like, are you kidding me? And then it did some stuff and it says we're finishing things up and does because some words finally popped up there. But I'm like, oh, like that blue screen and different. Then another screen popped up, which was, I guess, is the new welcome screen. And then now on my mouse pad, the right click is the left click and the left click is the right click. Don't ask me why I want to change that. I've seen where you can change the settings, but I mean, everything is messed up. And then it messed up several of my programs that automatically start and saying, we can't find this codec for this or this codec for that. I'm like, you guys have screwed up. Y'all should have waited. Y'all should have done some more beta testing or whatever they do to make the Windows when these new updates are added or a new version is added. It's just a mess. And so I would rather kept Windows 8. I never had Windows 7. You know, I had Windows Vista before that, which, you know, it had its own problems. You know, take me back to Windows XP, you know, and I'll be happy. You know, I ain't gonna go there, but it just was, nothing was working right. And so I did some things for some reason, like before. My Adobe Flash player, Flash plugin or whatever that is. I might be a nerd, but I'm not a techie nerd like that. And it keeps on crashing. Now it's even worse now than it was before. So when I started the studio to do tonight's episode, it just kept on crashing. So that's why I was a little late, because Windows 10 has fucked my system up. And I'm not happy about it. But I'm happy that I made it on Wednesday, like I promised. not too many things have been going on, although I've been working. Again, you know, work is work. And I know you guys get tired of hearing me whine about work. And although I'm not grateful to have a job, because I'm very grateful, because there's a lot of people out there that are still unemployed, and the struggle is real, so to speak. And so I am definitely grateful that I'm employed. But in the same token, I didn't want to be this employee because at this point, I think I've said this before, it's this spurs. And so this happens to be a little bad spot in my job, where it's really infecting my life. I mean, I literally, I do my work, and then stuff I had to do, no matter what time it takes. Then I come home and lay down because I'm so exhausted. And today was, even though I didn't do a lot of work today, but I did some things, and then there were some stressful things going on, and I was like, ugh, when will it ever end? And then I knew I had things I needed to do and complete tonight, as in house chores, and I'm really working on getting my Funko Pop figures organized. Mags, you know, my friend Mags, who normally does the Glitter and the Geek with me sometimes, he's in the chat room. And when you start with these Funko Pops and you're collecting them, it gets to a place to where if you start getting them so many and you just buy them just because, they get a little out of control. So right now they're kind of everywhere. And I've been wanting to get everything grouped together and like get, you know, because I have different versions of a particular one, and it just haven't happened. And I just now taped up the box from the winner of our Pride 48 live streaming event. Remember we did that? And the winner was Auntie Vera Charles. I just taped the box to send it. Now I just need to get to the post office. You know, Glitter in the Geek this week, this within the month and 2 days after Barnes and Noble's Get Pop Cultured event ends, we'll be having a contest for the stuff. If you didn't get to go, I got extra stuff. And that's going to be a mystery prize package as well. When I get to that point, you might not get it to Labor Day, but hey, you'll get it. I actually owe my co-host on the Weekly Rewind, I still have his prize from last year. And I don't know what I was doing. I don't know when that was. I think it was like in November or October. Gary, I still have it. And I'm looking at it right now. And so I just need to get it together. And I don't like being, because normally, you know, I'm pretty on top of things. I plan and I get things done, and I still get to enjoy a little, like to go out with my friends and do stuff and have a life. And right now, that's just not in the cards for me. Am I sad about it? Not really. But I want to get better, and I want to be a little bit more productive in my personal life versus being forced to be productive in my work life. So anyhow, but I hope you guys are doing good. I, like I said, my thing is always work, and Windows 10 is causing me some problems. But other than that, there's worse things. And this has been on my heart for this week is how many people are talking about the young man that was just shot in the head by a university police officer, you know, while trying to drive away. Now, he shouldn't have been driving away. He would never get shot. He didn't do anything. He stopped him for a license plate tag. It was supposed to be in the front. Don't get me started on that. But there's so many people dying at the hands of the police officers. And like I said, I don't know if social media has helped the problem, because it seems like people are mad on both sides and they don't care. Now, I don't think they're so mad that we're going to go out here and shoot black people because we're police officers. I don't think that's the thing. But I think being exposed the way it is just on the nerve of America, and it's taking our focus off of global issues, you know, when you have Israel or Iran, all that stuff is on the cusp, you know. And I'm like, okay, there's so many things going on. This hurts me that so many people are losing their lives for this idiocy that that we are experiencing in the United States now. And it's unfortunate. It really is unfortunate. And I just want to be a happy nerd and not worry about those problems. But, you know, I am a man of a particular age, so I have to be worried about those things. And but you know, you just get sick of worrying sometime, you know. And I didn't used to be a worrywart because I tried not to worry about things that are completely out of my control, you know. But now, you know, I worry about my parents, I worry about my sister, I worry about my niece and nephew. I worry about my paycheck, you know. And I didn't used to be that person because there's so many things to be worried about. And it's a funny thing because I was talking about, you know, talking about the police and everything. And this is just kind of a thing that I've always felt with the police as a black man. And I can speak on this because I'm black. Y'all didn't know. And when I'm driving, you know, wherever I'm driving, you know, if I see a police car, you know, I automatically feel, you know, did I not turn a turn signal on? Are my lights not on? Was I going too fast? Are they going to stop me? Even though I've done nothing wrong, because I've had, you know, police harass me, and I've never done anything. You know, I'm the black Mary Poppins, baby. And not really. Although I would like a Mary Poppins pop figure. Anyone? Send me one. I'll give you my address. And so I'm like, wow, I shouldn't have that guilt. And like earlier today, while I was at work, I'm standing outside talking to one of my staff members, and we were just talking, and then I guess the police were looking for someone, and they drive past the driveway I was in, and they slowed down. I'm like, I know y'all looking at me. I didn't even look at them, but I'm like, I know you guys are looking at me. And so I'm like, wow, I don't know how that makes me feel, you know. And then I was like, well, on the flip side, should I be mad that, you know, in my community, you know, the people who aren't doing the wrong thing, doing the right things, are having, I'm being forced into that, you know, that catch-all, you know, that they're all the same, you know, which is okay. You know, but does it make it right? You know, so I'm kind of mad at you guys are not doing the right thing as well, because you're putting, not that it makes it right, so don't get me wrong, you're putting me at risk because I do the right thing. And I'm like, wow, that's such a fine line, you know, to walk. And I don't know. That's the thing that's been on my mind. But I'm not going to try to be too deep tonight, because you know we like to have fun and have a good time over here on the 5x5, and we like everyone, and you know we just want to be cool and not too much drama. And I don't know, so we'll see how all the things that I've talked about kind of transpire. But tonight we have some lighter subjects, you know. And I'll talk about this on Glitter and the Geek next week. Today, you know, today Wednesday is New Comic Book Day, and today was the first day in probably either a couple or 3 years that I haven't bought a comic book on Wednesday, unless I was sick or something. There was nothing out today that I had to have. Nothing that on my ongoing series. I'm like, that is odd. That is odd. With all the 1,001 new titles that Marvel has right now, you would think there would be at least one that I would have picked up. Nothing. I didn't have to go to the comic book store. Not at all. That was odd. So that kind of knocked me off today. So like, that's my routine. I go to work. I do some work at the office. The comic book store is in close proximity. I run over there. I do some more work. And then I come on home, normally on Wednesdays. Today wasn't the case. Don't know. Really weird. But tonight, What are we talking about tonight? I don't know. I'm like I said, I'm just kind of not real motivated because I think I'm mostly because I'm tired. But we're gonna talk about Hulk Hogan and his nonsense. You know, God bless him. And then I had a run in with Wendy's, and I took it raw. And not and not the way you think I took it. And also, we're going to talk about body image, which is really, I've been thinking about that as well. So we're going to talk about body image, and I coming from a gay athlete perspective. So I got a little clip to play for you there. So when we come back, we're going to start our live podcast. You know, you can always join us in the chat room here on Spreaker.com every Wednesday. I did the air quotation marks every Wednesday, or you can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/the5by5, completely spelled out, or send me a tweet at the 5. I'm gonna start doing Twitter shout outs too, at the 5by5, and the fives are numeric, just like our Blogspot blog, the5by5.blogspot.com, even though it's not really updated. But you can listen to the show live and participate in the chat room over there on Blogspot. So, I'm going to take a little break. When we come back, we will start talking about something. I don't know exactly what we're going to talk about or how we're going to start, but we will. My name is David. It's the 5x5 Podcast. We'll be right back.
Leave my condo to come to this. Well, I'm back, but this time I'm with my man. And these women are putting their hands all over his Yamamoto Kanzai sweater, the iPod. And I'm much, much unhappy about that. I'd hate to come down to the level and become a BW, a basic woman. But if they don't stop, it's gonna get scandalous. Being in the neighborhood. Where's my jewelry?
I'll be back real soon.
Can we talk?
I don't know, but I think you better watch your man.
Better watch your man.
This girl, he's doing like nobody else can.
All the girls are watching him.
If you wanna be sure, you best go powder your nose.
Go on and powder your nose.
You wanna look good when you step
Don't slap me, 'cause I'm not in the mood. Don't slap me, 'cause I'm not in the mood. Don't slap me, 'cause I'm not in the mood. Don't slap me, 'cause I'm not in the mood.
Don't know nothing about any climax in this whole slap me phenomenon back from, my God, the 80s. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 podcast, and that was Climax with Meeting in the Ladies' Room. Can I pull off the Donnie Simpson right there? That was Climax with Meetings in the Ladies' Room. That's not right. Anyhow, that was stupid, but welcome back. And like I said, two of my favorite people are hanging out with me in the chat room, Mr. Zach, and also Mags Raven Rendell herself from Chaotic Ravens here on Spreaker.com and Pride 48 Live. Check him out. I was talking about earlier about things that have been on my heart lately, and today, you ever go through friends, just in case they're listening, I don't want to sound too shady, but friends on Facebook, let's put it that way, friends on Facebook that are really your true friends in real life, you know, call them your boys or your homies, your homegirls, besties or whatever, and then you get busy. You know, you don't get to see them or visit them, especially when they live out of town. You know, that may seem difficult, so phone calls help. You know, so unfortunately, we rely so much on Facebook for our social interactions, you know, now. It's good to connect people from across distances, you know, but everybody has a cell phone plan with unlimited minutes on it, so y'all can pick up, even Boost Mobile. Y'all with the Boost Mobile, because I know some of y'all got them Boost and them Virgin Mobiles. I know. y'all can... you know, you can call someone. Now, I've made really good, great friends. Like, through this platform, I've met some really interesting people that I hope I get to meet someday, that I think of them as friends. I do consider those Facebook friend interactions friendship builders, if that makes sense. And, you know, like Mags and Zach, I consider those guys friends here in the chat room, but I've never met them. You know, so, but I will eventually. And so I have a friend, he's a really good friend of mine. I would consider him, not obviously best friend, you know, people throw that term, it's just like love. They throw that best friend title, everybody. It doesn't really capture everyone, but, and you know, when you see all, I hate memes now. I used to be the meme king, even though I still use them. I have a friend that's really, really passive aggressive about, because he's mad at another friend of ours, and sometimes throw shade at me, and I'm like, will you please stop with all this? We are way too old and way too grown and too close of friends to have battles like 17-year-old girls on Facebook. I don't get it. And so what do you say? What do you call them up like, hey, what's going on? Because I've tried that before. Like, are you okay? I seen something that I thought was directed at me, which I kind of knew because of the context. I'm like, that was for me, you know? And then now it's like every day, you know, if you walk out of my life, then I was taught a lesson, or, you know, if I had to burn bridges on a friend and, you know, that was meant to be burned and all that kind of nonsense. I'm like, really? Are you doing this? And this is about another friend. But then, although Shay was directed at me today, I'm like, because you don't want to fall out over nothing. You know, I fell out with one of my best friends over nothing, you know, but we found our way back to each other. And so I'm like, do I call this person? And I'm like, hey, what's up? What's going on? What's really going on? And then, Tulsa Comic Con, you know, that is Tulsa in Florida, right? Are you in Florida? I got a man down there. I might have to roll down there. I have a free place to stay. and do I call the person up? It's like, hey, what's going on? Are you okay? Are you all right? You know, do we need to hash something out? Do we need to put everything on the table? Because I almost suggested tonight that me and my other friend and that friend do one of them three-way calls. You know, and just like, what do you have to say? Because you're saying it on Facebook, but you're not saying it to us. You know, or you'll say something really kind of explosive on Facebook, directed toward us. But then there's no, I'm not going to fight with you on Facebook. That's what I'm not going to, not my friend. You know, because we're better than that. So I need some advice from you. If you guys have any advice about how to deal with a friend, that's a real life friend, who is obviously has an issue with you, you know, and they do it all over Facebook. What's that about? You know, anyhow. Your country. I don't think your country. But anyhow, so this weekend, you know, even though I shouldn't, I eat way too much fast food because I'm always gone. I'm never at home. I don't get the opportunity to prepare many meals, which I'll talk about that at the end of the show. It has to do with body image. I'll talk about that at the end of the show. And, but I eat fast food. We all do. I eat too much of it. I own it. I know. And so I said, one night I had to go to work. So I'm like, well, I need to grab something to eat because I had to work 12 hours. And so I'm like, let me roll through Wendy's because, you know, you get tired of McDonald's. You get tired of Taco Bell. You get tired of Hardee's. I'm getting tired of gas station pizza, although I had some today. you guys, like, let's go to Wendy's. You get a little bit better quality of burger, and it's a little more expensive, but it's worth it. So I'm like, what's good? So I won't get hungry during this 12-hour shift. I'm like, I'll get something that will sustain me. So, it'll get me through the night and I won't be hungry. So I roll through Wendy's and I get a Baconator, a number, whatever it was. And mind you, this is another thing. I was the only one on the drive through. I was going to work at 8. So it was prior to 8. So it was probably 7:30. Only one in the drive through. Go through there is pretty quick. And I should have known better. because it was pretty fast for them over there. And, have you guys seen the video of the woman cussing the girl out at McDonald's over, ice cream? And she calls all kind of, everybody, y'all, we all have those ghetto McDonald's in town. You know, we do. Y'all know y'all do. Y'all been to one. Y'all be like, I ain't coming back to this place. You know, there's a Burger King here in town and a McDonald's here in town that I will not go to anymore. But now the Wendy's is on my list. I won't go there anymore anyhow. So I get my food and I take it to work. And so I had work to do. So I spread myself out, you know, on the table and, you know, I'm working, I'm getting some stuff done. I'm making schedules. I'm checking this, checking that, doing what I do. And, I'm eating my food. You know, you're eating your food and I'm doing my work. So I'm not really looking at it, you know. It's a burger. I've gotten it before. Not the big of a deal. You know, it has the two patties and the bacon and all that good stuff on it. And I'm like, and for some reason, I don't know if it was my fast food angel or what. I look down at the burger and all I see is pink. I'm like, well, man, maybe the ketchup has made the meat a little lighter than it should be. But, you know, I know pink meat when I see pink meat. And so I'm like, that bottom patty is a little raw. They gave me raw food. And so I'm like, oh my God, I'm ready to get the mad cow disease. I watch the news. I know what goes on, you know, and I'm like, oh my God. I don't know if I say gosh. I'm like, I can't believe it. They gave me raw meat. They gave me raw meat. And I'm investigating it. I'm like, well, maybe just because my head about to say, I want to eat it. I still want to eat it because I'm hungry and I'm not going to be able to have any food for the next 12 hours. And I'm like, well, maybe it's just this little piece right here. You know, that's fat boy talking. You know, if I could pull that, that's when the food hit the ground, you know, you didn't spend about $25 on a sandwich from Hardee's. You know, when y'all go to Hardee's, you will spend about $27 on a number one. No joke. Hardee's is expensive. And so, anyhow, I'm like, well, no. So the more I open the burger, the pinker it gets. I'm like, oh, hell. They really gave me pink. I can't eat this. You know, although, now, when I'm at a restaurant, I sit down, waiter comes to the table, takes my order, restaurant, I will order a hamburger medium well. But I have to believe at a sit-down restaurant that a waiter comes to your table and takes your order, that they are using, they may not, but I have to believe that they're using every precaution that the meat has reached the right temperature and anything that could have been in the meat will have been killed. Because, you know, did y'all read the little thing about milk, how many pus cells milk has in it? How about that? I won't share it. And so I'm like, okay, I can't eat the pink meat because, again, if I order my food medium well at a sit-down restaurant where a waiter comes takes my order, that's different. That's different. I think it's a whole different level, obviously, right? But when I'm going to cookie cutter fast food burger joint, I need to see brown or gray through both patties. And I'm like, damn, really? Y'all really gave me pink meat? I can't believe it. So I made my comments about how horrible it was. And I put pictures on Facebook and stuff. And of course, Wendy's responded on my Facebook post. But that's why I made it public. But here's where it goes downhill. Which, not that I was in total agreement, but again, Facebook, and I need to take a Facebook break, right? That's Facebook hiatus. Somebody's on my page, because it was public, so they seen it on other people's pages, and everybody can see the post, says, there's nothing wrong with that burger, moving on. And throwing a little bit of shade. And so I'm like, you can't come up on my post and say anything crazy. You know, and so I'm like, well, I don't eat pink meat. I don't care if you do. Mine yours, and hashtag moving on, because he had said moving on to me. And so nobody asked you to respond on my post. And so he says, aren't you a little bit too old to be using hashtags? Child, when I tell you, my head spun around like Linda Blair,
like a tornado, girl.
I'm like, did he really come for me on my Facebook page? Seriously. So, of course, I know Mags and Zach probably read the post. So I said some choice words, and it sounded a little bit like this.
Fuck you. You's a pussy nigga anyway.
It sounded like that. And so I'm like, how dare you? So I cussed him all the way out. You know, and I'm like, dude, let me come on my page talking no shit. They gave me red, nasty, raw meat, and I don't like it. So anyhow, that was the day after, or the later in the day. Anyhow, so I called, you know, the manager, and he's like, oh, well, there's at some point, if you gave me raw meat, I'm not going back to your store. He says, well, if you come back, we'll make it right. We'll get you another one. No, boo, you got raw meat on the grill. I don't want that. Then he goes on to say, maybe somebody hit the grill because they're already tempered. Yeah, I don't care about all that right now. What you going to do about the raw meat? You going to take this back and get my money back. And thank you. I'm so busy. That was on Sunday. I still haven't went and got my refund, you know. But, you know, of course, they want to make it right. The Wendy's corporate or whatever had emailed me. And they're like, oh, send us, you know, your address and blah, 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 blah. I don't want y'all to give me no free food because I'm not going back over there. Although I want it. Ooh, maybe if they give me a free coupon, I'll send it to you. I'll give it to you guys. Y'all can go get the raw meat from Wendy's. I don't want it. But that was my only, like, bad, like, story this week. Everything else is kind of, went relatively smoothly. I haven't had any bad encounters at any stores, but just the pink raw meat. What would you guys do if you went to a restaurant And they called you, not called you, you went to a restaurant and they served you raw meat. What would you do? Not even a good restaurant. Not where you went and said, hey, I left mine medium well or rare, however you guys, or medium rare, however you guys order it. What would you do? Like at McDonald's or Wendy's or Hardee's, and you looked at your sandwich and it is raw. What would you do? What would you do? So, you know, you always, because give us a voicemail. You guys haven't sent any voicemails to me. I'm really mad at everybody who listens to the podcast. Go over to the Blogspot blog right now, the 5by5.blogspot.com. Not right now, after you hear this, or whenever, wherever, however you hear the show, and leave a little voicemail. Tell me your raw meat story, or if you take it raw. no, I don't want to know that, really, I don't. And, no, just tell me anything. Tell me anything, and, and then we'll go from there. So with that said, we're going to take another little break, you know, like we do, because I like playing music for some reason. And we'll do a recent throwback, and we'll be back, and we'll talk about Hulk Hogan and his bull, and we'll finish up with body image. It is the 5by5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back.
Sweeter than a swisher. Mad cause I'm cuter than the girl that's with you. I don't gotta talk about it, baby, you can see it. But if you won't, I'll be happy to repeat it. My name is Kerry. I'm so very fly. Oh my, it's a little bit scary. Boys wanna marry. Looking at my dairy. Yeah, you can stare, but if you touch it, I'm a fairy. Pretty as a picture. Sweeter than a swisher. Mad cause I'm cuter than the girl that's with you. I could talk about it.
You know what? What happened to Carrie Hilson? She was on fire. That was probably the last semi-good hit that she had. I used to love it. That song, to me, was on point. But before that, she was giving it to you. I seen her live at a club in Atlanta. And it was so funny because when you have these stars that come to these, like, Pride events. It was, actually, it was, 1 year it was Black Pride. And they come to these Pride events. And they get some real A-listers. I mean, Lil' Kim was at one. What's the girl? Jennifer Hudson was at one. Carrie Hilson, Danny T. Kane. All these people come. They go to these clubs and... you get real up. I don't know if I showed you guys pictures of how close I was to Jennifer Hudson 1 year. You know, I was right at the end of the stage where she was, and it was out of control. But that's when I had that little back in the day when I had that little raggedy razor phone. I call it raggedy now because those pictures are so horrible. I had that razor phone, and it didn't take really good pictures. You know, everybody had a razor. Remember, everybody had a razor. You know, that was the new hotness for Motorola. It was the remember the V380 or 180, the V180 for Motorola. Then the upgrade was the new razor was a new hotness, but it was really the same phone, just kind of pressed down. And then I have a Motorola now. imagine that. They make good phones, but the pictures were really, really bad. You know, pictures weren't all that good. It was very, very substandard. But anyhow, seeing Carrie Hilson, and you know, they have these events, and then they said, you know, headlining for the club for this event tonight is it happened to be Carrie Hilson and the dancers for B&GB. I'm like, B&GB ain't been relevant, and them dancers are old. But I wish I had seen B&GB because she used to wear it out back in the day, baby. But Carrie Hilson, the club closed at 3. I swear, she came out at 2:45, and she sung maybe 3 or 4 songs, like 30 seconds of each. And then she's like, I'm out, deuces, bye bye album, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, that was it. We waited all night. But I should have known better because that's how it always is. They have the big headlining artist that's going to be out there literally for 5 minutes, you know, 10 if they're cool, but 5 minutes, because they're probably not getting paid that much. And she's an Atlanta girl, you know. And they don't bring them on to the last moments when the club is ready to close. Never understood that, but that's just the way it is. Anyhow, welcome back. It is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David, and we're just talking shit tonight because I was kind of unprepared. But here lately, another piece of pink meat in the news. Hulk Hogan. Now, Zach, you would like this because you are a WWE fan. And what are your thoughts on the whole Hulk Hogan debacle, Mr. Zach? My thoughts are, you know, I guess he made this during the sex tape. He didn't make it. He is recorded during the sex tape about 8 years ago with his best friend, Bubba, whoever, nobody knows you, nobody cares about you, whoever it is. With his best friend's wife. You know, never trust a person who lets you sleep with their wife. Never trust a person who lets you sleep with their wife. Do I have to say that again? Because obviously some of y'all don't get it. Never trust a person who lets you sleep with their wife. And I don't, here's my thing. I don't think they overreacted. Yes, it was 7, 8 years ago, wherever it was. And by the way, I've seen the sex tape when it was online back in the day. Because this, I think it was surfaced maybe a few years ago, and it was from 8 years ago. And it wasn't that exciting. It was really dark and blurry, and he didn't have his bandana on. He's really, really bald. And I'm like, child, stop. You know, stop it. And so, and then this tape surfaces, the audio where he's talking about his daughter was dating some black guy, and that was going to help her with her radio career or what have you. And he used the N word. He even said he was a racist. And I'm like, okay, it is all in there, and it's very, 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 very hard to hear coming from Hulk Hogan, because he's the Hulkster, right? And I used to watch the Hulk Hogan cartoon years ago. I used to watch it, you know, and it was his little gang against Rodney Piper. Zach, help me out if I'm pronouncing the names wrong. And I actually like WWE. I watch it occasionally. But so I guess what people are saying is, it happened 8 years ago. What difference does it matter? Well, it makes a big difference, because, you know, even 8 years ago, when we were still liking him, this is how he felt. You know, and I don't like people who hide behind political correctness. If this is who you are, this is who you are. You know, and if you're a celebrity, I don't care that you're a celebrity. If this is who you are, you know, why am I paying money to see you? Why am I putting you on a pedestal, on that celebrity pedestal, you know, to think you're somebody and bigger than everyday social norms and mores and all that kind of good stuff? You're racist, because you clearly don't like black people, and you don't want your daughter dating a black person. Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling, was that the name of the cartoon? And so, because he everything he said he meant. You know, it was pillow talk. It wasn't, you know, I'm trying to be funny, I'm trying to say some shady stuff. It was pillow talk. And you meant what you say. So you say you're not a racist now, whatever. Okay, I think that's an afterthought, because the WWE, as soon as it came out, but here's the thing. You've had these, if this is who you truly are, and this is just my opinion, I think it is. WWE was like, we're not having it, but y'all knew this before. It just now was exposed. And so they wiped him. But you let these feelings, even though however they was captured or recorded, you know, you suing people now, it's too late. The gig is up. You know, just like Bill Cosby, you're a rapist. Go away. We don't want to see you again. So Bill Cosby, Hulk Hogan, and the whole Duggar family, y'all need to go away. We don't want to see you no more. Go away. You know, and what I feel about how many people are coming to his defense, there is no defense. There is no defense. Don't come to me talking about, well, black people say it all the time. I don't care. I can say it, although that song had the N-word in it a while ago, personally, I try to not use it in my vocabulary, in my everyday talking to people, but that doesn't mean that word is negative, it's nasty, and I don't want it to be used around me. I don't want it to be used for somebody who is a role model on television, whether you want to be a role model or not. You just happen to be one because you're in the public eye. This is the life you wanted. I'm trying to say it the right way without coming off being a dick. Just, you can't use the word around me. You know, my friends and I don't use that word. A white person cannot use that word with me. I've lost friends with white people. And I have a very multi-cultural friendship base, you know. And I'm never going to allow that. Never. I'm never going to allow it. And this makes me sad, because he was such a role model for so many people, and he has such a legacy that now you have tainted it, but now we know who you are. Does it make you a bad person? Absolutely not. I would feel better about you if you had said, yeah, I said it, what? You know, instead of, oh, they did this wrong, and this is when this tape was recorded. So the fuck what? You know, you got busted. And now you want to backtrack because you think you're going to lose some dollars over it, which you're going to, because you don't have a contract with WWE anymore. And it's just sad. And the people who are saying, oh, he didn't mean it, or that happened 8 years ago. If you don't understand how important and how wrong, how important to stand up against this and how wrong it was for him to be this person, regardless, he can be who he wants to be. But to accept him, this person, then you're part of the problem. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Max seems to think, he says, it doesn't make the WWE look too good, honestly. Even more so because they were so thorough. Thorough meaning wiping him from existence. Yeah, they did it quick. It was with the quickness. I mean, with the quickness. And, it hurts me. Again, like I was saying earlier, there's so much of this race stuff going on now. You know, I'm black and I'm even tired of hearing it. You know, I'm like, oh, shit, there's another thing. Y'all just killing black folks like y'all eating popcorn. You know, I mean, come on. Come on. I don't think it shows panic. I just think it shows... we're not going to put up with this, you know, zero tolerance. I don't think it shows panic at all. I think it shows we're not dealing with that. This is horrible. We can't have you represent our brand, you know, with your thoughts that are now out there for everywhere, everyone to consume. But I will say this. Remember a couple years ago when Vince McMahon was talking to Booker T and another black female wrestler, and he says my N-word, you know, the politically correct, which is the stupid N-I-G-G-A, it's all wrong. You know, nobody say anything about that. You know, so because he owns the company, I guess he can say what he wants. But every black person should have walked. But this is a running gag. Like, my friends can never get that comfortable. My friends that are not black get that comfortable with me and say that to me. We won't be friends. You know, unfortunately, we won't be friends. You know, I had in my work, course of my work, I had a person who was trying to explain the situation. And say the same things that the person she was talking about was saying, and she used the N-word. I'm like, you can't, don't say that in front of me. You can say N-word, because I don't want to hear it. And she was really like, oh, well, David, I just thought you, no, you can't, you know, because what's that little meme that's online, you know, when people get too comfortable with you and say the wrong thing, but you go from professional for going to being about that life real quick. I turn around, my girl. No, you can't do that to me. And I know a lot of people get mad at me saying that, and it's too much, and I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the answer. You know, our race problems are so bad right now in America, and people are taking notice. Other countries are taking notice, and they are laughing at us. You know, with the whole LGBT equality, you know, other countries have dealt with that and moved on from it. You know, race relations, other countries have dealt with that and moved on. We're still sitting here, the most powerful country in the world, and we're having these civil issues between races, between sexual orientation, you know, and we're forgetting to focus on the right things. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So we come back, we're going to wrap up, which I've been dealing with this here lately, body image. And I seen heard a really good BuzzFeed article that just made me think, huh, this is me. And, you know, you want to hear, and then the athletes who have these perfect bodies, just to hear how they see body and how they feel about the perfect body. It's pretty interesting to what... they had to say. So we're going to play that when we come back, and then we'll wrap up for tonight. It is the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. And where is the body? Move over, mother, because I'm going faster.
faster
than you.
Than you
can try.
Can drive.
The body's beautiful, baby.
That's right.
I just can't help it.
Yeah,
it's not my fault. I was born this way.
Hit with the B-E-A-U-T-Y.
Y'all know, I used to wear this song out when I was a younger man. That is Body Beautiful off the Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar soundtrack that starred Patrick Swayze, John Leguizamo, and Wesley Snipes. That's not Zima Jackson. You know, who would have thunk it? Great movie. Actually, I bought it on my Apple TV just so I could watch it anytime I wanted to watch. Because this has I use some of those one-liners. Till this day, I still use one of those one-liners that come through, that came from that movie. Hilarious. I dated a guy, and I swear we watched this movie every single day. And we would just lay there and crack up because we would see something new, and like or a look or a nuance, and it was hilarious. And I still think it's funny. That brings you back to a memory. Like, I dated that person. Anyhow, welcome back. This is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We're wrapping up. Oh, and speaking of that, Mags, you'll like this. Remember the part RuPaul played at the very beginning of Tu Wong Fu? Her name was Rachel Tension. Rachel Tension, get it? One of my characters on Guild Wars 2 is named Tension, spelled T-Y-N-S-H-U-N. Yeah, right? And I took that from the show. See, I still use stuff. That's because I'm old. But yeah, so I play that song because I read a really good article, or just a perspective that you really don't hear from our community, because there's a lot of fat shaming. There's a lot of mini cliques within the community. You know, you have the twinks, you have the bears, you have the tweakers, you have the leather boys, you have the daddies, you have the cubs, you have the pups, and all that. You know, we have, for a community, you know, as large as our community and so prevalent as it is now, you know, it is a social experiment in itself. Of course, I've dealt with it all my life because black folks, as a community, we do the same thing. We put different labels, and you know, you have the ghetto people, you have the buppies, and you have the boo-ghetto people, and you have the ratchet chicks, and then you have the wannabes, and you know, we put everybody in all these categories, and it's like, can I just be David? You know, you know, no matter what I am or what you think I am, can I just be David? I remember in high school, there was a black girl who didn't like me. And I happened, you know, again, I've always had a lot of different color friends. And so at lunchtime, I'm talking to a group of my black friends because I lived in the black community and I happened to know them. Actually, this chick, she actually married my cousin, and she got and she'd get really toe up. But she comes up and she's like, huh, what are you doing over here? And I'm like, minding my own business, talking to my friends. Oh, I didn't know you had any black friends. What are you talking about? Well, she says this, and it's kind of embarrassing that you think so lowly of yourself that you can't even expand your mind. I was talking to a friend last night about how sometimes we limit ourselves. And within the black community, and black people can attest to this, we limit ourselves on what we can become and what we can do. Just the everyday person, not the one that's going to succeed no matter what, not the ball player, you know, because there's a lot of us that have reached pinnacles in our field, you know, reached the pinnacle of our fields. And I was saying, you know, like, why we limit ourselves so much and why be this way, you know? Change the stereotype, you know, because if you want people to start treating you a certain way, stop acting like a fool, right? Anyhow, and so she comes up to us and she says to me, you know, what are you doing over here? We had a little exchange, and she's like, well, you always in one of their classes. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, oh, the white people's classes. And so I'm looking at her in my head. I'm like, that is really hurtful to say. So hurtful to say, you know, because my parents, you know, if you were going to be in advanced, if you can be in the advanced class, you're going to be in it. I don't care where your friends are. You know, they wouldn't have it. And so I'm like, well, this happens to be an advanced placement class. I can't help it that you can't get in it. You know, and that was my response. And she's like, you did. And then she, of course, she cusses me out and goes all ratchet. And then somebody was like, leave him alone. Why are you even over here starting all that stuff, you know? But now she's part of the family now, unfortunately. The thing is, I want to remind her what she did to me, because I see her quite a bit with different family functions or around town, and she'll stop and we'll talk whatever. But I was like, remember what you did to me when I was a senior in high school or junior in high school? Remember that? Remember that interaction we had? Anyhow, I know that's kind of lame and whack, but it's so useless. But anyhow, with the gay community, it's the same thing, because especially with body image and then, you know, for us, you know, the perfect person that we kind of idolize is the light-haired white male with killer abs that looks like that Steve Grand. Have y'all seen his pictures? He's clowning. Because that boy has ass for days. When do white boys start getting butts? No shade, no tea. When y'all start getting butts? Because his ass is out of control. So I've been thinking, I'm like, I need to get in better shape. You know, but do I want to get in better shape for the right reason? You know, am I trying to impress? I've never been one to impress someone. That's never been my thing. I'm not trying to impress anyone. And so do I get in shape for me? Because I've done it before, you know. Or do I want to be more accepted by the community that I'm in? Do I want to be come out from the bear group and go to the jock muscle boy group? Because I can pull a jock. Don't think I can't, because I can. Or do I just want to be just the average guy, you know, with a decent body that people are attracted to and people are nicer to? Because, granted, people are not nice to bigger people, fat people. People are not nice to us. You know, they make jokes. And, you know, and I've dealt with this, and I've had this kind of body image where I had never really liked my body, but the one person, my new friend that I met, you know, likes every curve, you know, but see, and that's why I'm having an issue with that as well. I'm like, because are you one of them people that want to feed me and make me bigger? You know, the feeders, you know, are you a chaser? I don't want somebody that's coming to me because I am a type, you know. Come to me because I'm a nice person. Come to me because at least I think I'm funny. Come to me because I'm funny, you know, or I have a nice smile, or I have a good head on my shoulders. Not because, oh, you fit that fetish, you know, that fetish person that I like, or that's what I'm into. I don't want somebody to be into me that because for a body image. I think that's really, really shallow, and it's kind of lame. But, you know, if you want love, I guess you take it any way it comes, right? So, you know, that's why I'm kind of dealing with that now. It's like, because I just want to know people's real motives and motivations, and I want them to be sincere. You know, maybe you just happen to, you know, yeah, I like you because you thickums, you know. And another thing about my niece, my 24 this week, 23 year old niece, you know, and she does have that. She has that. I don't know if she's embracing it. You know, because she talks about herself like, oh, I eat all the time. I'm a thickums. I'm a person's thickums. I'm like, that's cute and all if you're embracing it for the right reasons, or you don't think you can be anything else. You're limited by your size. Because she's not that big of a girl. She's a thickums, but she ain't that big of a girl. And I'm like, I don't want that for you. You know, I don't want people to not accept you because that's how you see yourself. And so in our community, the LGBT community, you know, we just put so many labels. And then a lot of the people that we see, you know, even in some of these gay movies, other than I want to get one of those boys from Where the Bears Are, season 4. It starts August the 24th. I want to get one of those guys on the show, talk to them. But again, they're a genre. It's a group of people. It's bears, you know. And I just want to be, everybody's kind of mixed together. And I guess is that wishful thinking for me, you know, cause I was reading, I don't know if you guys ever go to the Gay Comic Geek blog, gaycomicgeek.com. He was talking about, Paul was talking about, it's hard to be, a gay geek cause there's so few of us. You know, I've met several, so I wouldn't say there's few, but, you know, it's not like we have a presence. You know, our presence is behind our computer, you know, on our keyboard, on our game, you know, if we're a gamer, a G-A-Y-M-E-R. And it's just being a black bear gay geek, you know, I'm like, whoa, That's a lot when you think about how many labels somebody put on you, and then the more labels that are on you, the less appealing you are to the masses, you know. And I think because with these social apps like Growler and Grindr and Scruff and all, you know, all it is the pretty boys versus the average Joes, you know, and we all have our place, you know. But, you know, like, and I'm not faulting anybody for liking what you like, what you like, but I don't think that's the image we should attain, you know, aspire to. You know, because I think it sends the wrong message. And then you leave people out that should be welcomed in your community. You leave people out, and where they have to go, who they have to turn to. You know, they end up, you know, sitting behind the computer feeling sorry for themselves, and they grow old without experiencing, you know, that love and the camaraderie that you get from being in the community as a whole. But this, I went on a long old trip with that one, didn't I? But this, I heard from BuzzFeed. I'm going to let you guys listen to this because it was a little eye-opening. And the one guy who, and you had to look, go to BuzzFeed. It's about body image. You had to go to BuzzFeed to find the video. I ripped this from a video from BuzzFeed. And the person who's, you know, he's kind of on the same page as the theme of this body image video was. But he does say some things like, it would be you to say some of the douchey stuff. But anyhow, check it out and tell me what you think.
That's a tough question, especially in athletics.
When I hear the term perfect body, I think actually the first thing that triggers in my head is oppressive. We have these standards of what's considered perfect in our society, and they're very narrow.
I start to think of you know, what my ideal weight is when I play, and like body fat and muscle mass and all that stuff.
The perfect body is a body that you're comfortable in. I would also want to add to that is healthy for you.
Perfect body also comes with like race. Oh, why is the world idolizing the perfect white image?
And as someone that's like struggled with body issues, not only as gender dysphoria, but also as a black man who, you know, when I was younger would want to look like a tall, lean swimmer, and that's not my body type.
I grew up skinny all my life, but I deep down, I kind of wish I wasn't that skinny. I wish I didn't have the fast metabolism.
So I think of it in a different way than most people. Most people do like
six-pack abs and pecs.
Yeah, I don't really care what I look like in a bathing suit during the season as long as I'm able to run, you know, 8 or 9 miles a game.
Perfection, I think, at times is unattainable, especially when you are talking about health and your body, and dealing with women in athletics can cause a lot of stress.
Especially as a personal trainer, I think of it being so stifling.
Because I think we all have to own our bodies and know what's good for us and know what's healthy for us. And I think the health piece is very, very important.
In the off season, my perfect body is a body that is not aching, and a body that is resting, but that has a really nice tan from all the vacationing that I'm doing.
And of course, there are moments where I feel like not the best, you know, of my body and who I am, but I just have to, like, accept that this is what I was given. So perfect body to me is just, like, who I am. Like, I look this way, and I'm going to love myself this way.
See, I thought that was a really appropriate comments from gay athletes. I think it was a swimmer. There was a amateur boxer, a women's basketball player, and I think a surfer, the surfer dude. You know which one he was. But I think it's good to have a good body image. So I'm trying to get there. And I was thinking, okay, I want to be that way for me. You know, not for a man or for an individual or for how society looks at me. Yeah, and, you know, because one time before, back in 2004, 2005, 2004, 2005, and 2006, I had lost 100, in a span of 8 months, I had lost 117, 27 pounds. And so it was funny how, because I've always been a big guy, you know, but then I was a little guy with, I had some muscles and my face was thin, and people who didn't give me the time of day, and I fed into it, which was wrong. I fed into it because people who didn't give me the time of day, they were sniffing around. Did I have fun? Absolutely. But I'm like, when I gained the weight back, you know, it made me feel worse about who I was when I lost the weight. You know, so I'm like, yeah, that's not good, and that's not who I am. And I just want to send that positive message to people who are struggling with weight or overeating. And, you know, it's okay. You know, long as, like the girl said, you're healthy for you. You think you're healthy for you. You know, make sure you're maintaining your health. Make sure you're going to the doctor and getting checked out, and your blood pressure's not high. You know, that's something that I'd contend with, because, you know, I don't go to the doctor like I should, you know. And I always say, well, I'm all right. You know, I got too many people to take care of, you know. You know, I'll be okay. And sometimes you have to stop, even though if you're a bigger person, you're like, okay, I need to check myself a little bit. But be healthy for yourself. Take care of yourself, even in, you know, if you're a bigger person like myself, you know, just take care of yourself so you will be around. But then live healthier. So I'm going to make a promise to myself, and I'll let you guys know how it turns out. I think, oh, okay, it's time. It's time for me to get this, get a handle on this weight thing, you know, and just live healthier and be healthier for the people that I do care about, you know. And if someone comes around for the result of it, I have to make sure they're coming around for the right reasons. And maybe the person who's around now may be, well, that'll be, I'll get all skinny and stuff. And then he'll like, oh, I don't like you no more because you're skinny. Because they're out there, right? Anyhow, I hope you guys have a great rest of the week. Not much of an exciting show, not as explosive as I thought it was going to be. But I'm getting really excited for my vacation. I'm finally getting a vacation in two weeks. No, more than 2 weeks. About 2.5 weeks, I'll be going to Chicago. So if anyone is going to Chicago Comic Con, I will be there. Let me know. Let's go have a drink. Let's go eat some pizza. And what are some things I need to do while I'm in Chicago when I'm not at the convention? What do I need to do? I'm thinking Navy Pier, Millennium Park, maybe do the beach one day. Yes, I'll go on the beach. hope we have good weather. I don't want to be really, really hot. I guess the Sears Tower is called something else now, right? So I'm looking for things to do and have fun and be at the convention and do all that stuff. So that week, I'll have maybe live episodes from Chicago. I'm dreading the drive, and there's so many things I gotta do up until I get to the 19th. It's just too much. But you guys have a great week. Have a great weekend. Mags and I will wrap up Glitter and the Geek, getting pop culture Barnes & Noble episodes, and then we'll be on to something else like we always do. You know how we get to talking. Hopefully next week at some point, and then we'll be back here hopefully next Wednesday if I'm not working too much. So you guys have a great rest of your week, and I'll see you next time. Enjoy.